أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. The dua of Ibrahim al-Islam continues, says further, Inni askantu min dhurriyati, our Rabb, indeed I have settled part of my family in a valley without any cultivation at your sacred house, in order, our Rabb, that they may establish regular salah, so turn the hearts of some men with love towards them and provide them with sustenance and fruit that they may be that they may show appreciation, they may be grateful. In the dua, human weakness and human disability, inability, limitation must be expressed. Rasulullah used to express his weakness and inability and limitation in his dua. Allahumma inni da'if faqawwini, Allahumma inni dhalil fa'izzani. Hadith, the dua that is been taught in the hadith, I am weak, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you strengthen me. I am desperate, O Allah ta'ala, so you assist me and support me. Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati, I have settled some part of my family in a valley without any cultivation, showing weakness, showing limitation. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, our Rabb, this was all in order that they may establish regular salah. So you make the arrangements for their provision and their sustenance. In this way, they turn the hearts of some people towards them with love. That when people will be attracted towards them, then obviously they will bring sustenance, it will be a place that will be flourishing in all types of sustenance, all type of trade. So this will facilitate for their livelihood and their rozi. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, and provide them with fruits that they may be thankful, they may show appreciation, they may show gratitude. When the hearts of people will be turned towards them, then they will bring in sustenance from abroad. Number two, it will be a means for these people that are coming from abroad to get recharged in their dini aspects. Spiritually, they will find an upliftment and they will find themselves progressing. So they will feel themselves attracted to this point and this place. And further, when these people will be attracted, they will be bringing sustenance from abroad. So this will be a means of the people of Makkah Mukarramah being provided with food and with sustenance. Ibrahim alayhi salam could have made this dua, O Allah Ta'ala, this place, Makkah Mukarramah, it is blocked by mountains. It's a mountainous area. It is an area, it is land that is uncultivable. So Allah Ta'ala, remove the mountains and make them into big lands where cultivation could carry on, and this could then facilitate for their rozi. But Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't want his children to be engaged in agriculture and farming and business. Rather, he wants them to establish regular salah, and the arrangements for their rozi must be made from abroad. People from the outside, they can engage themselves in farming, agriculture, in other things, and these people must be engaged in your worship, in your service, and in your ibadat. So, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, and provide them of the fruit. The word fruit, when we use the word fruit, it means the fruit of all things. In other words, the end product, the final product of all things. All things that are required for the continuity of human life, all those things must be provided for them. Therefore, we find that when anything, any new product comes out, then the bazaars and the city of Makkah Mukarramah are amongst the first places where these people, these things and these new products land. Though Makkah Mukarramah, outwardly, it is a dry land, it is a land that has got no cultivation, no farming, no agriculture, and no machinery and no type of factory. Yet these new products that come, then the markets of Makkah Mukarramah are the first places where these things come to. This is all the result of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ, that they may ever show thanks and gratitude towards you, O Allah. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنَ. Again, Ibrahim alayhi salam shows limitation and weakness. Indeed, you know all that we conceal and we reveal. In other words, now that I've separated from my family, you know the feelings that will be within my mind, the anxiety and the type of uneasiness that I will have. So you know exactly all these things. Nothing can be concealed, whether it's in the earth or the heavens, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, when you know my feelings and you know my disability, you know my weakness, then you take care of me as well as my household. Man should not at any time show his independence, show that he is mighty and strong to face any challenge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he must express his total disability, that Allah ta'ala, I am not able to do it, you will make it happen. Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq. The third important thing in dua is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning. Even in the process of making dua, one recalls the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him for His kindness, for His compassion, for His mercy, and for His love. So Ibrahim alayhi salam praises Allah ta'ala, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has bestowed me in my old age, Ismail and Ishaq alayhi salam. My Rabb, you are the one that listens and hears all du'as. So this must be also something that is included in the du'a. We don't only show our limitation and our weakness, but we also keep in mind the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is how Allah ta'ala has favored me. Repeatedly we do this so that this will enhance our spirits. Our hopes for the du'as getting accepted will be greater than when we praise Allah ta'ala for His favors and we enumerate and recall the favors of Allah ta'ala, how He blessed us and how He'd been kind to us. So our hopes in Him will be strengthened, and when our hopes are strengthened, then it is likely that our du'as are answered very quickly and very easily. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Then he ends the du'a, my Rabb, make me and my household, my progeny, establish regular salah. We have come here to establish regular salah. So make them all people that will establish regular salah. And our Rabb, do accept our du'a. So the du'a of Ibrahim alayhi salam starts off with making Makkah Mukarramah a land of security, peace and tranquility. Then the children should have something for them to continue with their livelihood. And the highest and the most important thing, that O Allah Ta'ala, protect them and guard them from all type of idolatry, that they may be distracted from your remembrance, they may be distracted from you and from your cause. Whatever leads you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is your idol, though you may not worship it formally, but that is a type of an idol that has actually led you away, distracted you from your main cause. So this was the beginning of the dua, and then in the process he goes on explaining his weakness and counting the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he ends up again that, oh Allah ta'ala, let me establish regular salah as well as my children. That this must be the cause, this must be the purpose, this must be the goal, that we don't lose sight of this. That if they have tawheed in them and they have namaz in them, then the rest of their lives will be adjusted very easily. If the tawheed is right and they have removed every idol from their system, it is just Allah Ta'ala that is in their focus, it is in their mind, then for them to adjust to the rest of the aspects of deen, the rest of the departments of deen, is very simple. It's a very simple matter, provided they have got that yaqeen and the tawheed, that oneness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firmly fixed and established within their hearts and their minds. The thing that will lead them to this is regular salah. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Rabbana ghafir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'mineen. O Allah ta'ala, do forgive me and my parents and the believers the day the reckoning will be established. Then again here we understand what is the tarteeb and what is the sequence that we make dua. First for ourselves, thereafter the people that are immediately close to us, and thereafter the general believers. This must be the tarteeb and the sequence, and further to show that we, like we are asking dua for others, we are desperately in need ourselves. Not to show a disregard and any type of independence in this respect, that this person needs it more than myself. If he needs it, then I am needed as well. If he is in need, then I am more in need. If someone else is in need of forgiveness and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, then definitely I am also in need. So you commence with yourself, then the people that are immediately close to you, and thereafter the general believers.